a great time was had by all. The uncanny part of the story was, although none of them had read any part of the Seraph Book 3 outline, nearly every suggestion of what they wanted to happen next was already written in the manuscript. Never before have I been so aware of just how closely we are spiritually intertwined and how our questions are being answered, often long before we are even aware that we've been asking. So here we are, you with your asking and this book with the answers. What a perfect point of co-creation. This material has been created to add to your level of joy, no matter how happy you already are. And it's been created for you, if you so desire, to share with, or teach to, or give to others who may not yet be as happy as you. We're living in a time when there's more opportunity for happiness than ever before in our recorded history. And yet, among the billions of us here, there remains some relatively small clusters of persons who seem to consciously band together and deny themselves that readily available opportunity for what they call earthly pleasure. For the majority of us, who were neither born nor coerced into one of those more stringent systems of beliefs, we can somewhat understand, if not readily accept, their choices of earthly pain. However, once we begin to hear that we are each free to choose, and that by our choices, we create our own experience, we find it more difficult to understand why there's so much fear, illness, pain, and